Hey, good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord. Today, we are going to meditate about Christ's return. I don't know, have you any interest in this subject? We are not going that much deep, but I would like to share a few things about Christ's return, one of my favorite subjects, okay? Praise the Lord. I would like to read from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12. Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verses from 36. Like servants, they waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them watching when he comes. Truly I tell you, he will dress himself to serve, will have them decline at the table, and will come and wait on them. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them ready. Even he comes in the middle of the night or toward daybreak. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Praise the Lord. In here, Christ is saying, be alert and be ready for his coming. We need the attitude of watching for our Savior. Jesus states that just as the owner of a house does not know when the burglar is coming. In Luke chapter 12:40 says, Son of Man is coming at an hour that you do not expect. The unexpected time our Savior will return. Let us always prepare our mind and our heart. Why is he coming back? To reward his children. According to the prophetical verse, Jesus Christ, he came to this world. He died for our sin. He is risen. Dear brothers and sisters, he came in Bethlehem, which also means he will come back to Mount Olive. He came to die also means he will come to rule. He was neglected and beaten by men means he will come to receive worship. Bible says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father. Jesus Christ repeatedly said about his return. Today's world, we can see different signs. Through that signs, it's crystal clear our Lord's return is close. But we can't predict the exact day or time. The apostles, they worked for their master's coming. But we can't, we can't stop our work. We need to work for the Lord day by day. The ancient, Christians, they were alert every day and lived holy life for his coming. Amen. Hebrews chapter 10, verses from 35 says, so do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to
Pastor, so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. For in just a little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one will live by faith. And I take no pleasure in the one who shrinks back. But we do not belong to those who shrink back and are destroyed, but to those who have faith and are saved. Still, we are in a great confidence because we are with a great revelation about Christ's return. Book of Revelation chapter 22 verse 12 says, "Behold, I am coming quickly." The secrets of early Christians' victory was their faith in Christ and patience for his return. We are not just saved by faith, we also must live by faith. Praise God. One of the most dangerous day in a man's life is when he discovered the word tomorrow. Tomorrow. I can do this thing tomorrow. I can accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior tomorrow. I can take the baptism tomorrow. Let us get ready today. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of new beginning. This time I would like to share few things about old Jerusalem wall. I'm thinking, Connor, it's not, it's okay. Thank you. See, this is a picture of old Jerusalem wall. We can see 8 gates there. 8 gates. The Dung Gate, Zion Gate, Joppa Gate, New Gate, Herod's Gate, Lion's Gate. We can see that in that 8 gates, the 7 gates, they are open into a different quarter. To Jewish quarter or Armenian quarter or Christian quarter or Muslim quarter. But did you see another gate called Golden Gate? Golden Gate. The 7 gates remain open, but 1 gate is closed. That is Golden Gate. This Golden Gate's another name is Eastern Gate. The original Eastern Gate was built in the early temple period. This is the Eastern Gate. Rest of all gates, 7 gates are open. This is closed. We need to think about that, why it is closed. The original Eastern Gate was built in the early temple period. Eastern Gate was open and closed in different times, you know, in different periods. They closed and opened because of the different rulers. They came and conquered the land of Israel. Anyway, today's gate was closed by Sultan Suleiman the Magnificent in the 16th century. He's an Ottoman emperor. Why did this Suleiman or the Ottomans, they closed this gate? That Eastern Gate, it was open. Why they closed it? Because they, when they conquered the land of Israel, they knew one thing. The Israelites, the Jewish people, they are talking about their Messiah. They are expecting their Savior. They are telling, our Messiah will come and rescue us. He is our Savior. We are waiting for him. The Ottomans understood the Jewish Messiah will come through the Eastern Gate. Not through Joppa, not through Herod's Gate. He will come through the Eastern Gate. The Ottomans thought, we need to close, we need to stop the Messiah's entry. They want to stop his entry by closure of Eastern Gate. Not only that, do you know? Listen carefully, otherwise you can't understand what I'm going to tell. Not only that, in front of the Eastern Gate, we can see different tombs there. At the moment, I know a few of our church members, you've been in Israel, isn't it? You saw that? Yeah. If you are rich, help us. Me and Pastor Jim can go and visit there. And I will take a deep class here, okay? All right then. I'm just joking, okay? All right then. You can see, we can see lots of tombs there, okay? It wasn't there before. The Eastern Gate was like other gates, you know. But Ottomans, they buried the dead in front of the Eastern Gate. Why they did it? They knew Jewish Messiah is a high priest. Yes or no? Yes, indeed. Yes, Jewish Messiah is a high priest. According to the scripture, the high priest can't touch the dead. Leviticus 23, verses from 10 till 10 and 11 says, 10 and 11. The high priest, the one among his brothers who has had the anointing oil poured on his head and who has been ordained to wear the priestly garments must not let his hair become unkempt or tear his clothes. 11th word. He must not enter a place where there is a dead body. He must not make himself unclean, even his father or mother. Ottomans understood, we can stop the entry of Messiah by putting so many dead there in front of the Eastern Gate. But can I ask one question? Who is this Jewish Messiah? Jesus Christ. What is the speciality of this Jewish Messiah? Or not only the Jewish Messiah, he is the Messiah of the world, isn't it? Jesus, who is our high priest, is crystal clear in the word of God. He is our high priest. What is the speciality is of this Jesus Christ, this high priest? Jesus touched the coffin and raised the widow's son in the Gospel of Luke chapter 7 verses 11 till 17. Jesus proved, I am not like other high priest. Whatever I touch, it will be clean. Amen. Praise the Lord. Another thing, the specialities of the Eastern Gate. Eastern Gate gives most direct access to the Mount Olives. Not other gates. From Eastern Gate, it is the most direct access to the Mount Olives. What is the connection between Mount Olives and this Eastern Gate? In the book of Zechariah, chapter 14, verse 4 says, on that day, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, east of Jerusalem. Listen carefully, east of Jerusalem. And the Mount of Olives will be split into two from east to west, forming a great valley with half of the mountain moving north and half moving south. Praise God. Christ can enter into the temple directly from this Mount Olives through the Eastern Gate. Praise God. Direct access from Mount Olive to the Eastern Gate. Another speciality, Eastern Gate is lined up to the temple. In the book of Ezekiel, we can see certain specialities of the Eastern Gate. Ezekiel chapter 44 verses 1 and 2 says, "Then the man brought me back to the outer gate of the sanctuary, the one facing east." Listen carefully. One facing east. "And it was shut. The Lord said to me, 'The gate is to remain shut. It must not be open. No one may enter through it.'" Why? "It is remained shut because the Lord, the God of Israel, has entered through it." Book of Ezekiel, chapter 43, verses 1 and 2. "Then the man brought me to the gate facing east, and I saw the glory of the God of Israel coming from the east." The glory of the God of Israel coming from the east. "His voice was like a roar of rushing water, and the land was radiant with his glory." In the book of Daniel, in the book of Revelation, we can see who is this glorious God? Jesus Christ, who died, who risen from the dead. Another question: how will the gate open? How will it open? In the book of Psalms, chapter 24, verses 7 till 10 says, Psalms chapter 24, "Lift up, O heads, you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in." Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Do you know, when I preached these words in the 4 o'clock service, the people stood, clapped the hands and praised the God. I'm not expecting that here. It's okay. It's okay. Everyone were shouting, "Our God is coming. Our Christ is coming back." I stopped my preaching a few minutes. Gordon and Brother Gordon and Brother Robin here. Do you know? Praise the Lord. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. "Lift up your heads, O heads, you gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in." Who is he? This King of glory, the Lord Almighty, he is the King of glory. The olden gate will open in front of our Savior. Somebody shout hallelujah. In front of the King of Kings, the ancient gate will open. Praise the Lord. Our Lord is coming. According to the Gospel of Luke chapter 12, "Be prepared and be patient." Praise the Lord. If one of the spiritual messages as well I would like to share with the church. If you have been praying for someone for a long time, if their heart are still closed, you are sharing the word, you are praying for them, but if their hearts are still closed, our Savior is able to open the doors of their heart. It doesn't matter how long they are hearing the word of God. Let us prepare ourselves for Christ's coming. Also, let us prepare many others for his return. Praise the Lord. In few churches, after finish the meeting, sometimes in 4 o'clock service as well, we are using a word. Did you heard this word? Maranatha. Someone heard that one?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay, sorry. Maranatha is an Aramaic word. The meaning of Maranatha is, O Lord, come. O Lord, come. Let us all stand in the presence of God.
Be prepared.
And be patient. Let us close our eyes. We can't predict the day or time.
But we know one thing.
According to the scripture, our Savior will return. When we will go and meet Him, don't go alone. Go with someone. Let us pray for our friends, our family members. As a church, let us pray for their salvation. Our God will give the reward for everyone. Praise the Lord. Someone from the congregation, will you please pray according to that word of God? Let us submit our church in the presence of God. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Words that was given to us today. You know every heart that's here today, Lord Jesus. And you prepared this meal for us today.
Joy.
A reminder that you're coming again and that we should be ready to meet you. We thank you, Lord, because as you put it in my mind this morning, this is a time of urgency. And because it's a time of urgency, you sent your word to remind us to be ready.
Yes, Lord.
Be ready to meet our God.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you that you are coming again.
Amen.
That is our intention to be with you.
Amen.
And when you call us, it means that our home is ready. So let us not be disappointed when you call us, Lord, because our home is ready. And then you call us to be with you. You are coming again.
Yes, Jesus.
And your word reminds us that we are to be ready for the King. For the King is coming.
Amen.
Yes, the King is coming. I know He's coming. And I know you love us with an everlasting love. And you don't want anybody to be left behind. So you're asking us and you're reminding us to be ready. To be ready for your coming again. We long to see your face. Come, Lord Jesus, come. We worship you this morning. We bless you for your manservant, that you anointed him to bring the word. And as we heard the word, there we go, rejoicing that the God of our salvation is coming again.
Yes.
What a reassurance.
Yes, yes.
In a time of trouble, in a time of disappointment, we have the reassurance today that the King is coming. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The King is coming.
Yes, Lord.
The King is coming. Amen. Children,
it
is coming. Rejoice in the Lord. He is coming. Take us away from the
pain.
He is
going to
take us from the pain. He is
going to
take us from the disappointment.
Yes, Jesus.
Oh, yes, He's coming.
Yes, Lord.
Children,